AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Financial markets took a beating today. Norman Hall has a look.
Monday's dramatic global plunge was reminiscent of 1987's crash and pummeled Wall Street with steep losses. The S&P 500 dropped 3% for its worst day in nearly 2 years. The Dow reeled by 1,033 points, or 2.6%, while the NASDAQ composite slid 3.4%. Bankrate analyst Mark Hamrick says Monday's slippage was not unexpected.
When you're chalking up double-digit percentage gains in the market, one should have remembered coming into the situation that there were some risks of a sell-off.
The U.S. stock market is still up a healthy amount for the year. I'm Norman Hall.
A federal judge has ruled Google's search engine has been acting as a monopoly, illegally exploiting its dominance to squash competition and stifle innovation. The ruling says Google controls more than 89% of the market for general search services and nearly 95% on mobile devices. The Pentagon says U.S. personnel have been injured in a suspected rocket attack at a military base in Iraq. The attack comes amid high tensions across the Middle East following the killings last week of a senior Hezbollah commander in Lebanon and Hamas's top political leader in Iran in suspected Israeli strikes. Tropical Storm Debbie has slammed Florida with torrential rain and high winds, contributing to at least 4 deaths. It's turning toward low-lying regions on the eastern seaboard, threatening to flood some of America's most historic southern cities, including Savannah, Georgia, and Charleston, South Carolina. A virtual roll call will formally make Vice President Kamala Harris the Democratic Party's presidential nominee this evening. Shelley Adler reports she's expected to announce a running mate tomorrow.
Harris interviewed at least 3 running mate contenders on Sunday in Washington. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, Arizona Senator Mark Kelly, and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. That's according to a person familiar with the process.
This is AP News. Simone Biles has wrapped up her 2024 Olympic competition. Ed Donahue has the story.
It's the first time in her career Biles did not win the floor exercise at a major competition. She took home a silver medal.
A couple years ago, I didn't think I'd be back here at an Olympic Games. So competing and then walking away with 4 medals, I'm not mad about it. I'm pretty proud of myself.
Biles is taking home 3 golds and a silver. She has 11 medals overall.
I've been out on that floor so many times competing, so obviously exhaustion and all of that sets in, but we still had to go out and compete one more time today, and it's such an honor to compete with these girls.
Biles did not medal on the balance beam. Her emotions?
Happy, proud, and even more excited that it's over. The stress of it.
Simone Biles has not said if she will compete in Los Angeles in 4 years. I'm Ed Donahue.
Rebecca Andrade of Brazil won gold in the floor exercise. Jordan Childs took the bronze. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.